Nancy's first on the line in this segment here at Rosie on the House. We're talking tree roots in the last segment, and it sparked a question for her. Good morning, Nancy. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey there. Yeah, I'm getting ready to plant a bunch of fruit trees. I got quite an assortment of them, and trying to decide between the front and backyard, you know, where I want to put what. And I just had a question. When I lived in California, it used to be more of a, or at least I knew about it more, that people's tree roots interfering with their sewer pipes or water pipes. And it was kind of a concern of mine in choosing locations to put trees. And I'm wondering what guidelines you might have to offer.
So tell me what kind of fruit trees you're thinking about. Or you have,
okay,
that you're going to plant.
I've got a couple of dwarf oranges. I have a Rio grapefruit. I have an apple because you guys know how good they are. Let's see, a couple
they
lemon
They grow
trees.
Good, and they're a baking apple. I'm not...
Well, it
takes a very... they're not the
best
eating apple.
Well, your alternative for eating apples here isn't... It's an apple that we'll produce here, and it has great applications for baking, and it does very well here, so... Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I tend to like the green apples, and it said it's a red and partially green apple. So
kind
I
of a blush,
maybe it might be,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Might be
so
a
you
little,
have an assort-
have a little bit of tartness to
so you
it,
have
huh?
an assortment of deciduous fruit trees and citrus that you're planting. You mentioned some dwarfs. The dwarf trees would be great for an area that might be tight for space or have root restrictions like a sewer line or something that might be in the area because they're not going to get as big. And the root system isn't going to get as big.
Okay.
So it wouldn't tend to interfere with something like that as much as, you know, maybe a full-size citrus tree. Although citrus trees in general are not huge trees. And so consequently the root systems are not enormous and they're not one that's typically known for, being invasive in a large way. I certainly wouldn't plant one right if I know where my sewer line is or my leach field. I wouldn't plant one right on top of it necessarily. But I wouldn't be overly concerned probably with fruit trees of any kind being that invasive.
All right. Are palm trees invasive into sewer lines?
Palms, not too bad. I mean, any kind of tree has the potential. I'm not saying that, you know, there again, if I know where that line is, I think I might stay away from it, although sewer lines tend to be fairly deep generally. So, but again, you know, I would guess that sewer line runs right through the middle of your yard. I don't know that I'm a big advocate for planting a lot of trees right out in the center of my yard, just from a utilitarian functionality standpoint anyway. But palms generally not. Palms are generally planted in very tight quarters. You see them planted around swimming pools, up close to buildings, you know, with generally no issues.
When you see a palm tree taken out, it's kind of like a sore. You're like, how is that standing with that little tiny root ball?
Yeah, well, they cut a lot of the roots, obviously, but they have a very small, intricate root system. It's got lots and lots and lots of roots, and they're small roots, but they're very, very strong and fibrous and tough roots. You can try, you get a big raised planter area in a commercial landscape project or something, and try and dig a hole in that to plant some flowers, and it's just a mat of roots. So they have quite a network of roots. You just don't get those great big heavy roots on them.
Peter in Glendale emailed us a picture of his African sumac that's about 20 years old, and he is just done with the mess. Can't take it anymore.
Sumac.
Ready to hack it out.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
What could he replace that with?
Well, let me just tell you what I tell everybody. There is no such thing as a clean tree. If you want a shade, if you want something that gives you shade, it has to have lots of canopy and lots of leaves. So it's going to drop something. Now, sumacs are probably on the dirtier side of that spectrum. I would advocate maybe something like a Chinese elm, a Chinese pistache, the red push pistache. Those are, for big trees, those are relatively clean trees. They're going to have their times of year that they slough stuff off, but, you know, sumacs are kind of always dropping something. You know, they've got the little fluffy blooms that fall off this time of year. Then they've got the little seed pods that fall off. And then in the summertime, they lose lots of leaves. There's kind of always something. But, yeah, there's no perfect solution. But, you know, Chinese pistache, Chinese elm, those are, you know, even oaks, depending on how much room he's got, wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well, thank you for your time. It is, if you missed the beginning of the hour, time for our night.
Nightshades?
Nightshades. not Nightingale. I knew that was wrong.
Tommy Brady's going to develop the whole new interest in the term nightshade.
Not eating nightshades.
Not eating nightshades. So nightshades would be tomatoes and peppers and, you know, very popular garden vegetable plants and eating plants. And this is the big weekend to start planting getting your tomato plants in the ground.
We had such a successful tomato crop last year that we're hoping to repeat that with some peppers and make our own salsa this year.
Very good. Well, it's about time to start getting both of those in.